on Tallahatchie Creek. In November 1813, Andrew Jackson sent 1,000 men to destroy the village of Tallahatchie in eastern Alabama, killing nearly 200 of the 300 Creeks living there by burning them in their homes. Clear till it hits the bend where we work the village out of clay, where post molds graft the long houses outlines in ash we broke through days ago. Inside the lines, the ground is smooth with the fat of those who burned alive, the man who pulled himself into the fire, gunshot legs behind, the woman, Crockett said, strung arrows with her feet. Tomorrow we should hit the cellars, whose cooked potatoes the soldiers ate once the ashes cooled. Maybe some cache of bones or greasy tubers. Something to confirm the tale, but nothing strong enough to keep the earth movers from moving in. In a month, the bank becomes the angle of azalea dogleg. The creek gives up its name to hazard, and the town's elusive grammar, this village captured by the stream, turns under fertilized greens. Here, where the water darkens red, where we sift the earth for sherds, I wash an arrowhead into the sun's steel-white gleam, then sieve fists of rock through my hands till I finger something strange, a tiny ball of polished iron, shot metal distilled from clay. When the chief sends me back for detectors and finer screens, I thread and quiet the subdivision maze of streets already named Arrowhead Drive, Ember Lane.